From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Dozens of migrants, including children, drowned, and about 75 others were rescued after a boat transporting them to the Greek island of Lesbos sank off of Turkey's western coast. Police arrested a Turkish man suspected of being the smuggler who organized Saturday's disastrous sea crossing. He told Reuters news agency that he was on the boat but denied any wrongdoing. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging African Union heads of state to approve the use of peacekeepers in stemming the escalating violence in Burundi.
In Burundi, I welcome your proposal to deploy human rights observers and to establish a prevention and protection mission. This crisis requires the most serious and urgent commitment from all of us. I applaud you for taking collective responsibility and acting decisively.
African Union wants to send thousands of peacekeepers to Burundi following election-related violence that has killed more than 400 people since April. Saturday's closed-door AU talks in Ethiopia's capital extended through the day, and it was not clear when a vote would be taken. Two-thirds majority of the 54-member union is required to deploy a peacekeeping force. The Zika virus is spreading rapidly in Latin America, and Asian governments have issued advisories attempting to contain the disease. Zika would be linked to birth defects, they say, such as a brain damage in newborns, and could cause temporary paralysis. Health authorities in several Asian countries have advised travelers, especially pregnant women, to avoid Latin America. This is VOA News. Tensions rose between Turkey and Russia. It happened Saturday when Turkey and NATO said that a Russian warplane violated Turkish airspace. Russia dismissed the Turkish allegations as baseless propaganda, and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called the Russian incursion into Turkish airspace dangerous behavior and reaffirmed the alliance's solidarity with Turkey, which is a NATO member. Members of Syria's main opposition group arrived in Geneva on Saturday, but it's not clear whether the Saudi-backed High Negotiations Committee will participate directly in UN-backed talks on a political settlement of the Syrian civil war. The peace talks are the first since negotiations collapsed in 2014. UN Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says it's important that both sides are present at these meetings.
Any type of ceasefire discussions, which is obviously something that we are aiming at, apart from substantive discussions on the future of Syria, need two interlocutors. You make a ceasefire when between those who are firing.
The nearly five-year civil war in Syria has left 250,000 people dead, displaced millions of others, many of them fleeing to Europe. A U.S. Navy warship sailed through South China Sea waters claimed by China on Saturday in a freedom navigation exercise, which China denounced as grave misconduct. Spokesman for the U.S. military said the passage by the exercise was intended to enforce the international right to sail through such crucial navigation lanes. The warship passed within 12 nautical miles of Triton Island, which is claimed by Taiwan and by Vietnam, as well as by China. 3 months ago, the U.S. Navy sent another guided missile destroyer on a similar mission close to one of the artificial islands that China has built in the South China Sea. That exercise was also denounced by China. Tomorrow night, voters in the U.S. state of Iowa will hold the first nominating contest of the U.S. presidential primary season. A poll from a major Iowa newspaper, the Des Moines Register and Bloomberg Politics, shows that Republican frontrunner Donald Trump and Democratic Party frontrunner Hillary Clinton hanging on to their narrow leads. Candidates from both parties on Saturday crisscrossing the state holding campaign events. And former Salvadoran President Francisco Flores has died. He was 56, recently slipped into a coma after being rushed to a hospital in San Salvador after suffering a stroke. Former president who ruled the country from 1999 to 2004 was under house arrest at the time of his death for allegations he stole millions of dollars.
That's the latest world news from VOA.